That's a good move, and we salute the decision. A lot of people in Guinea and around the world were scared about a potential veto from China since they signed a bogus deal with Guinea, but that's a very good move from the Security Council, and we are delighted about it. And we think that's going to improve the pressure on the junta to relinquish power.
What does this mean for the opposition?
For the opposition, it's just a good achievement, since we know now the whole world is condemning the junta. There is no voice that supports them. Like I said, people were scared about some countries trying to support them to get some deal, but everybody realizes it's a rogue regime that is condemned. Now we need to move to the next step, that will be to set up a force to protect the inquiry and protect people in Guinea, and push the junta to relinquish power. Like you said, it's a good step in the right direction.
The junta so far has pledged cooperation to the UN Security Council about the investigation. What will the opposition be doing in this instance?
We have been calling for a long time. This is a good step, because we have been calling for a long time for a special envoy in Guinea to take care for all the matters related to protecting civilians, unarmed civilians, making sure that sanctions are enforced. The third, making sure that there is a force that is going to protect people. So these are the measures that we have been calling for. And today's resolution goes toward that achievement.
The opposition seem not to be happy that the EU ban against the junta or setting individuals not going far enough. Why is it?
No, we don't have any problem. We just said it doesn't go far enough, because some of the people that are in this list are imprisoned by the junta following internal dispute. And it doesn't mean these people may not have been involved in a massacre, but physically they could not have been involved. They are part of the junta, and the European Union just took the list of for the first member of the junta and imposed a ban travel and other sanctions on them. But what we need now to identify all the people that have been involved, and we're working really seriously about providing a more comprehensive list that will allow more targeted sanctions that is going to really deal with the people that are involved in the massacre. Yeah, some people in that list, for example, are in prison, imprisoned by the Musa Dadis Camara, because they voiced some opposition to his ruling. So these people are a part of the list. We don't see them as innocent people, because they were previously involved in a lot of mayhem, especially against the policemen and against civilians. But the list has to go further to include some civilian ministers that are working to gain some support to the junta. So we'll work on that, and we'll make sure that the next list that will provide all the international organizations is very comprehensive.
What would the opposition be doing in terms of the EU ban that you claim doesn't go far enough? What would you do about it?
We're going to issue a more comprehensive list following a thorough inquiry, work with the forces vive in Guinea that are in the field that know exactly what happened, and we're going to provide them with a more comprehensive list, and we'll be relentless in pursuing those people that have been condemned. This is a good step, but it doesn't go far enough. It doesn't mean that it's the end of it.
So when are you coming out with the lists?
We have to make a thorough inquiry. We don't want to incriminate anybody who was not involved or who is not presumably involved. In the next week, in 2 weeks at the most, we'll have a more comprehensive list that we're going to provide all the international bodies that are involved in the inquiry.
Thank you.
From the ECOWAS to the European Union to the United Nations Security Council.